as they drank their human victims to death. Worse, Kutha, the corrupt dominion who'd engineered the Fallen's exile from the heavens, was clearly massing the army he'd threatened to raise. Sure, the motherfucker had flat-out said as much during his last heart-to-heart with the Fallen, but Zaire had hoped, for longer than he should have, that Kutha had merely been grandstanding, doing a little posturing because the male had been on the losing end of the fight and was looking to save face. No such luck. Maybe Zaire should have just let the rogues do their thing. The heavens might have evicted the Dominion's asses, but they hadn't put out a kill order. Not yet. Some of the Fallen still fought for redemption. The others gave in to the soul thirst and became rogues. Fuck if he knew why he fought, though. Other than that he was, like it or not, still the leader of the Fallen 3,000 years after their disastrous fall from grace, and he'd never walked away from a fight. Plus, Zaire and his brothers might be debauched sensualists who enjoyed more than their fair share of earthy pleasures, but they did not kill innocents. Seduce, yes. Murder, no. The humans grinding on the crowded dance floor gave him a wide berth when he strode into the club. He planted himself in the club's private banquette and then propped his feet on the table.